Well, Craig, a lot of devastation done in downtown Escanaba with the fire that's a week old. Tell me how businesses are trying to recover downtown and what the needs are right now.
There is some smoke cleanup happening right now at Beaten Path, but he's lost all of his product as well because of the smoke damage. Over on the other side, the East Lendington Art Gallery, smoke damage devastated not only the product but the building itself. And there was also a crack in the wall. So we had flooding, about 2 feet of water in the basement of that building. And that knocked out the boiler system and the hot water. And so there's no heat, there's no water, and there's a crack in the wall. And, of course, the smoke smell is still heavy even a week after the fire. So they need to transition into a new facility, but almost all the artists have lost their stuff. And so they've got a long haul to go. And so there's going to be a fundraiser on Friday at the Boniface Arts Center from 4 till 7, a spaghetti dinner, just to kind of give them a helping hand to get going. But others need helping hands as well. There's tenants on the other side of the Beaten Path that also have smoke damage to their facility. They are talking about needing such things as furniture. So how can we help them out? I'm hoping that someone in the community can figure out what we can do so that we don't forget the people that were impacted by the fire. Even though there was a deadly fire and certainly loss of a business there, others in that area have also been affected, and we need to help them out and not forget them.
Craig, you yourself was affected by this fire in your business.
Yes. It is very possible that we could lose the building. We're working hard not to. So that would be 3 buildings lost to the fire. So we are in the process of finding out whether or not the building can be repaired. If it can be repaired, then how much would it cost to fix the building, and if it meets our insurance quota for that? And then after that, the third option then would be to be able to repair the building. It is tough. We have a tenant upstairs. She lost everything. So there's a GoFundMe page, and she happens to be my niece, who is an artist. There's a GoFundMe page to help her restock her art supply, but she lost all of her artwork as well that she helped to sell and worked on. So she has to restart. She's got the support of her family, which is good. Others on the other side of the fire don't necessarily have that support. Several stages of my life were being stored in the basement. I had a business in that building for quite a few years, but I was finding stuff that I've stored down there since high school. And all of it has been underwater. I have electronic equipment from when they had the video company. I have camera equipment, darkroom negatives, photography, stuff that I've worked on with various companies around the area, brochures, travel guides, magazines that we produce. That's all in a garbage bin right now.
Okay, how can people help out then? You mentioned a GoFundMe and the spaghetti feed.
Search Escanaba on the GoFundMe.com, and you'll find the picture of the fire there for Lauren Hovland. She's 26 years old, trying to get her supplies for her artwork again. The 24 artists at the the fundraisers at the Boniface Arts Center, it'll be from 4 till 7 o'clock, looking for a $10 donation. My wife is making some great spaghetti sauce, so it'll be a good dinner. I certainly appreciate that they're support of the art community.